the beloved guardian wrote, "The universal house of justice will be elected, raising high its noble frame above the world of existence. It will pour its healing waters upon the warring nations and peoples of the world to wash away the evils and iniquities of the realm of dust and heal man's age-old ills and ailments." Then, in that moment, Shoghi Effendi wrote, "Then will all our hopes and aspirations be realized. The pillars of the faith will be firmly established, and the cause of our Lord will bear fruit, and its fame will be fulfilled from one end of the earth to the other. When that house of justice is erected," the beloved guardian said, "it will be the beginning of an era the like of which has never been witnessed in bygone ages, an age the like of which the eyes of men have never seen." It is no wonder the Blessed Beauty Baha'u'llah declared that neither the sun nor the moon have witnessed such a day as this day.
Every martyr, man, woman, and child who sacrificed their lives, they have filled the air with the spirit of sacrifice until today it is throbbing and alive with the potential promise of unprecedented teaching. Now, if we will arise and seize it, we'll be astounded at the results. These heroes of God have given every one of us in this room a climate of teaching unlike anything we have ever seen before in the history of our teaching work. That's our job, to seize this golden opportunity.
No matter what the crisis may be, whatever crisis we face, new believers, the beloved guardian said, was the answer. He said, "Drown your troubles in an ocean of new believers." An ocean. He said, "The world, with all the various calamities that have befallen it, will be completely ravaged and its civilization demolished if the Baha'is do not come to its help and imbue it with the spirit that Baha'u'llah has brought into the world. The economic factions, political parties, national hatreds, racial prejudice, and religious antagonisms will continue to bring about devastating wars until the spirit of the cause permeates the heart of man and its universal teachings pull down the existing barriers. So," he said, "let us be reminded of our duty by the misery we see around us and arise for the prosecution of our noble duty." Have we imbued the world with the faith? Have we permeated the heart of men and women everywhere, all mankind? Imbue means to saturate. To permeate means to pervade and to pass through the very pores and again saturate with spirit.
In simple terms, the beloved guardian said, "Drown your troubles. Drown your troubles in an ocean of new believers." Shoghi Effendi said that, right? I know I've told you this many times, but I love it. It's so true. He said, if you need more through the pioneer teachers, traveling teachers, you need more new believers. If you need more pioneers, more new believers. If you need more assemblies, groups, and centers, you'll need more new believers. And above all, if you need the resources to carry out your ever-increasing work for this world-healing faith, Then you need a multitude of new believers, and there is no other answer. Teaching, enrolling the masses, everything, he said, depends upon it. In a far greater scale than anything we've ever approached or even thought of before. Because I know your community, national community, has done wonderful things. And here in spasmodic spurts here and there, numbers of new believers have come in. You're beginning to reach very close to your goal for new believers. But what we're talking about tonight is nothing like that. It is a tidal wave of new believers because the time is short. And without the new believers, we can't win all of these goals. We have to have the flood and the masses. Lovely friends, I speak with authority and from a deep and tender heart on this subject. I know, for I have been there. I sat in one of those National Spiritual Assembly chairs, and I know only too well that every National Assembly in the world does their work in the face of heavy, heart-rending burdens that they can't shake off. There's no way. Almost insuperable obstacles. And every member has to struggle to try and become a better Baha'i and a better person as they carry the burdens for all of us all over the world. Praying, thinking of ways to appeal to your heart, to touch your heart, to urge you to sacrifice for the funds. And we sometimes may have sounded too demanding or urgent, but it was because of our own frustration and longing to see our cause advance more rapidly. It is not the National Spiritual Assemblies who are demanding. It is the time in the history of the world.
Our wine of the love of God is intoxicating, and the faith is so powerful that we win victories no matter how pitiful and puny our efforts. Still, we win victories.
All we really require is a kick in our convictions. Beloved guardian didn't say that.